Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into a book that I think hits close to home for anyone who's ever felt stuck trying too hard. It's called Try Not to Try by Edward Slingerland. So Sophie, you know that feeling when you're trying to fall asleep, and the harder you try, the more awake you get?
Oh, absolutely. Or trying to be witty at a party and just ending up awkward. That's exactly the paradox this book is about. Slingerland digs into why effort can backfire and what ancient Chinese philosophy has to say about it.
Right. And it's not just about sleep or parties. It's about this whole modern obsession with grinding and hustling. We think more effort equals more success. But Slingerland says the opposite is often true.
Exactly.
He starts with the concept of flow, that state where you're completely absorbed, time disappears, and actions just happen. An athlete in the zone, a musician lost in a solo. The problem is you can't force flow. The more you chase it, the more it slips away.
Yeah, I've definitely felt that. When I'm writing and I try too hard to make every sentence perfect, I just freeze. But if I relax and just let it flow, things come together.
And that's the puzzle ancient Chinese thinkers grappled with. Slingerland walks us through two major traditions, Confucianism and Taoism, and they both offer solutions, just in very different ways.
So the Confucian approach is all about cultivation. You actively work at being good, learning rituals, practicing until it becomes second nature. It's like training for martial art. You do the same punch 10,000 times so that in a fight, your body just knows what to do.
Right.
They call that embodied virtue. You shape your habits so the right action comes without thought. But there's a danger. You can get so caught up in the rules that you become rigid and performative. You're trying so hard to be good that you become insufferable.
And that's where the Taoists come in. They say, let go. Don't carve the block of wood at all. Just be natural. They call it Wu Wei. No trying or no doing. It's not laziness. It's perfect alignment with the world.
There's this great story of Cook Ding, who butchers an ox so skillfully his knife never needs sharpening. He doesn't look at the ox. He feels its natural structure and guides his blade along the spaces between the bones. That's Wu Wei in action.
That's beautiful. But I can see the danger there too. Using Wu Wei as an excuse to avoid responsibility or assuming our natural instincts are always good.
Exactly.
The Taoist path can be naive if taken alone. So Slingerland argues that the real art of living is a dance between the two. You need Confucian discipline to build skills and Taoist letting go to allow spontaneity.
It's about balance. You can't have one without the other. And he introduces this concept of the charismatic power that comes from being in flow. People are naturally drawn to someone who's effortless, but you can't fake it. It's a byproduct of losing yourself.
So, how do we actually apply this? One insight is embodied cognition, using posture and breathing to hack your mind. If you're anxious, stand up straight and breathe slowly. You're not faking calm. You're using your body to change your state.
That's smart. Another idea is indirect action. Stop pursuing the goal directly. Want to be funny? Stop trying to be funny and just listen. Want to write? Go for a walk. Let the river carry you.
And that requires a paradoxical mindset, holding two opposing ideas at once. You have to try, but also let go of trying. Be disciplined, but spontaneous. Have goals, but don't be attached to them. It's a tightrope walk.
The book also says modern society is hostile to Wu Wei. We're always on, bombarded with metrics and distractions. We've created a world that leaves no room for deep, immersive focus. No wonder we're all...
Slingerland's solution isn't to reject effort, but to use it wisely. Create spaces for flow. Protect your time and attention. Embrace rituals that free your mind. The highest achievement comes when you stop striving and let something larger take over.
That's the part that really got me, the idea that we're not machines to be optimized. We're organic beings with rhythms and cycles. Mastery isn't a straight line of increasing effort. It's a winding road with valleys and plateaus.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
My biggest takeaway? Stop trying so hard, but don't stop cultivating. The magic happens in the space between effort and release.
That's it exactly. Trying not to try reminds us that sometimes the best way to get where you're going is to let go of the wheel. We'll see you in the next one.